Him is far from over. That's what's first up this Monday. I'm Carl Azuz. Salah Abdeslam is the only person suspected of participating in the Paris terrorist attacks who's still alive. The assault last November killed 130 people and wounded hundreds of others in the French capital. The ISIS terrorist group said it was responsible. Abdeslam, who was born and raised in Brussels, Belgium, is suspected of supporting the attackers. He's accused of renting cars and apartments for them. He allegedly drove some of the terrorists to one side of the attacks. Until last week, the search for him had gone cold, but a SWAT team's raid at an apartment in the Belgian capital found Abdeslam's fingerprints, and the suspect himself was arrested after a gun battle near his family home. Police also found a large number of weapons, and they now say that more than 30 people were somehow involved in the November 13th attacks. For the first time since 1928, a U.S. president is visiting the island nation of Cuba. Air Force One touched down yesterday in the capital, Havana. For President Obama, this is another step toward normalizing the relationship between his nation and a country that has been a U.S. rival since the Cold War. He'll be delivering a speech on state television. He'll meet with Cuban President Raul Castro and some of those who oppose him. He hopes to influence the communist country to give its people more freedoms and open more opportunities for U.S. businesses. But critics say human rights in Cuba have actually gotten worse since President Obama started this effort 3 years ago. And it seems unlikely that either the U.S. Congress or the Cuban government is ready to make major changes. Raul Castro is the president of Cuba. He's probably best known for being the younger brother and loyal confidant, loyal deputy of Fidel Castro. Raul Castro came into power in 2006, although he's always been his brother, Fidel's most trusted deputy. It was a really kind of unexpected transition because Fidel Castro fell sick really unexpectedly. A still mysterious intestinal ailment, and Raul Castro had to step into the spotlight very, very quickly. You know, Raul Castro has been with Fidel basically all of his life. He's been his most trusted revolutionary sidekick, really. They fundamentally changed this country. They upended all the political structures, all the power structures, and established the first communist government in the Western Hemisphere. Cuba is really fascinating because it's so close to the United States, and yet couldn't have a more different form of government. It is a single-party form of government. There are not open elections in that there are multiple parties, and that someone like Raul Castro, who controls the political system, he controls the economy, and he controls the army, he really is, as critics say, a tyrant. Raul's nickname is Raul the Reformer because he has taken steps, and we're talking about Cubans being able to travel, Cubans being able to open up their own businesses, sports stars being able to play overseas, which Fidel would never have allowed. The Pope continues taking this leading role in Cuba-U.S. relations to see Raul Castro would go back to church. And this is a man who's a lifelong atheist and avowed communist. Raul Castro is finally emerging as his own man. He's emerging from Fidel Castro's shadow. As with Fidel Castro, Raul Castro's critics have said this is basically someone who'll stay in power at any cost, and that his ultimate goal really is staying in power. Of course, he's in his early 80s. Fidel Castro is now in his late 80s. So it's really just a question of biology now more than anything else. How much longer can these men stay in power?
Cuba is not a wealthy nation. Its average income per person is estimated to be around $10,000 per year. Cuba sometimes blames the U.S. trade embargo for its economic problems. That's a limit on the business and travel that U.S. citizens can conduct with Cuba. It's meant to pressure the country to improve human rights and transition to democracy. But Cuba's economy had a major shock in 1990 when economic help from its closest ally, the Soviet Union, stopped. That took away $4 to $6 billion from Cuba's economy every year.